they get into the cells of the plant.
It's open. Good afternoon. We have all work sessions today. However, we are going to postpone, carry over Senate Bill 193 and Senate Bill 393. And we will be voting on these other ones. So, Kate, could you give us an overview on Senate Bill 165 as soon as they open up a work session? I'll open up a work session on Senate Bill 165.
Yes, Chair Haas, members of the committee, Senate Bill 165 requires all employers in Oregon to indicate whether they offer a qualified retirement plan as part of their return and thus would be exempt from offering employees enrollment in the Oregon Saves program. And it also allows the Department of Revenue to provide that information to the state treasurer for purposes of exempting those businesses. There is a minimal fiscal impact and no revenue impact, and there are no amendments.
Okay, and we have all that documentation in-house. So I am in a work session
Brian's
here.
Brian's on his way, by the way.
Pardon me?
Brian's on his way.
Brian's on his way. We'll stand by 1 minute.
Senator Taylor. I just wanted to apologize for being a little bit late. I have no great excuse other than today I'm very proud to be here in the Capitol with my lovely daughter over there in the corner, one of the lights of my life.
Thank you.
And I thought, you know, maybe I would draw her out, you know,
yes,
as mothers do.
And teenage daughters love it when their moms point them out like that.
They really do.
They get up every
I really think I scored a lot of points.
Yeah, have her come up and testify. That would help her. That would make.
She
her
did good. Testify once on school funding.
Yeah.
When she was in grade school, she did come and testify on school funding. We could have her come up.
We'll give you a break today, sir. Mom, you're overruled. Sir, we're on a work session in Senate Bill 165.
165.
Yeah. And Senator Bentz.
Chair, I move Senate Bill 165 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Bentz moves Senate Bill 165 before the due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? I will just say with an abundance of caution that my employer has done business with the Oregon Treasurer's Department, which administers the retirement savings plan. So I want to note that. And clerk will call the roll.
Senator Boglis?
Yes.
Senator Riley?
Aye.
Senator Taylor?
Aye.
Vice Chair Bass?
Aye.
Chair Haas?
Haas votes aye. Measure carries. Senator Riley, would you carry this bill?
Of course.
Thank you.
You don't have a conflict, do you? No. Or do you want money from the treasurer? Like I do.
Yeah.
Right. I don't think we're getting it either. So.
No.
Well, work session on Senate Bill 702. And we have a little bit of a hiccup here in that it was going to be referred to Ways and Means, doesn't need to, so we will have a motion to rescind that referral.
A motion right now.
Were you going to give us an overview, Jane?
I will. Thank you, Chair Haas, members of the committee. Senate Bill 702 directs the Legislative Revenue Officer to conduct a set of studies on land value taxation as compared to the current property tax system in Oregon, while specifically considering impacts designed as revenue-neutral system change. Seeks to answer questions about local impacts and homestead exemptions. We found no revenue impact and a minimal expenditure impact.
Any questions of staff on this? Okay, Senator Bentz.
I move to request to rescind the subsequent referral to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means and move Senate Bill 702 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Bentz moves to rescind the request to refer this bill to the Joint Ways and Means Committee and to send it to the floor of the Oregon State Senate with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion?
Happy to carry.
Is there any objection to this bill? Seeing none. Senate Bill 702 goes to the floor of the Oregon State Senate with a due pass recommendation, and Senator Boquist will be the carrier. I'll open up a work session on Senate Bill 769. Jamie.
Senate Bill 769 aligns payment in lieu of property tax for solar developers with the standard property tax system. It also sets a deadline for late filers of the PILT
the payment in lieu of property tax, and directs that the fees are distributed to the taxing districts in the same manner and apportionment as property taxes. It essentially streamlines the solar payment in lieu of property tax. And we found no expenditure impact and no revenue impact.
Okay, and do we have an amendment here?
I did not see.
I do not have an amendment.
Senator Benz?
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 769 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Benz moves Senate Bill 769 to the floor of the Oregon State Senate with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, Senate Bill 769 will go to the floor of the Oregon State Senate with a due pass recommendation. Senator Taylor, would you carry this bill, please?
Yes, I will. Thank you, Senator Hess.
I'll open up a work session on Senate Bill 262. Jamie.
Senate Bill 262 allows cities and counties to grant, it's a property tax sunset extension to 2032 for a program that currently sunsets in 2022, and it's called multiple unit housing. It provides tax exemptions as a permissive policy for cities that have low-income housing and also housing in what are considered core areas. We did a revenue impact, and just to note that the revenue impact statement, because the property currently sets in 2022, it's moving out till 2032. Once a piece of property is in the program, it stays in for 10 years, so that the revenue impact statement doesn't reflect the properties that are currently in the program. It's just considering the inability for new properties to be added to the program. And so there would be a one-year impact in the biennium 2021 to 23, a total of $1.15 million loss, and then from the next biennium, $3.62 million. And we found no expenditure impact.
Senator Boquist.
Just for clarity, that assumes that a county opted in and the county did this. So the county is self-fulfilling this revenue statement, right?
It is a permissive policy.
Any other discussion? Senator Benz.
Chair, move Senate Bill 262 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Benz moves Senate Bill 262 to the floor of the Oregon State Senate with a due pass recommendation. Discussion? Are there any objections? Seeing none, Senate Bill 262 goes to the floor of the Oregon State Senate with a due pass recommendation. Senator Denbrough was the sponsor of this bill. Any objection to letting him carry this bill?
It's a great idea.
Senator Denbrough will be the carrier. Pretty good work. 15 minutes. We are adjourned.